bless the Lord. He said, you reminded me that I am never alone because God is always with me. I've also experienced spiritual growth, greater confidence in God's promises, and the prophetic moments that brought joy into my home. I'm truly grateful for this platform and pray that God continues to use it to transform many more lives. May he richly bless everyone who makes this Joy Time in His Presence program possible. Thank you very much. This is coming from Nanama. Nanama, God bless you. May your life become a fountain of testimonies. In the name of Jesus. Good morning, Pastor Ato. Joy Time in His Presence has been very inspirational daily to me, my family, and me and my family since its inception. Said my day is not complete without Joy Time in His Presence. It has shaped my life and built a solid foundation for us as a family. I am Solomon Odakwe Lamte from Kokrobite. Uncle Solo, the Lord bless you. I proclaim over your life that testimonies will never cease from your mouth. In the name of Jesus. This one says, keep me anonymous. Okay. 2 years ago, during one of the most difficult seasons in my life, I was going through a painful breakup and felt like depression was beginning to take over. At that time, I was introduced to Joy Time in His Presence. And it became a tremendous source of hope, prayer, and a reminder of God's unfailing love. He said, through each episode, I found encouragement, healing, and restoration. I'm deeply grateful for the impact Joy Time has had on my life. And I hardly ever miss an episode. Wow. God bless you, dear one. As you have shared this testimony, may the joy of the Lord overflow in every department of your life. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And amen. I'm very sure that you have your Bible ready, you have your notebook ready. Most importantly, you have your heart and your spirit ready to receive the word of God. The Bible makes us understand that the word did not profit them, not because the word was not efficacious, but because they did not mix the word with faith. So when the word of God is sent forth, you have the duty to also send forth your faith. And the marriage between God's word and your faith is what produces an uncommon birthing. Today, God has sent his servant to us to be a blessing to us, to declare through the airwaves the ordained word of God meant for you and I to hear. I want to implore that you position yourself to receive the word in good faith and also send forth your faith to mix with the word of God and see what will be birthed forth out of you. So without much ado, I have the singular honor to introduce to us the very person and ministry of the one and only Bishop Charles Tete right here in the studios of Joy 99.7 FM. Azofo, a very good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Pastor Atu.
How are we?
Thank you so much. We are doing well. I was enjoying your prophetic
declarations. Wow.
Prayer. When I was driving to Joy FM.
Wow.
Yeah,
we thank God.
Thank you so much for that prophetic prayer time.
We thank God.
We thank God.
Yeah, Bishop, good to see you once again.
Thank you.
I know that we began a series and we need to tie it up so that we can zoom into our faith series, hopefully, God willing, next week. I nearly said tomorrow. God willing, next week. It's been an exciting time. It's been an exciting journey so far. And so I wouldn't want to take too much of your time, Bishop.
Thank you.
Carry us along, sir.
Thank you. So I was saying thank you very much, listeners out there. Thank you so much for your support and availing yourself every morning to be blessed by this ministry online, on air. This morning, I want to, like Pastor Atu said, last week we couldn't have time on air because of some few technical reasons. Yeah, Joy FM. You all remember the flood.
Yes.
But today, you know, by popular request, because when I left Joy FM, last 2 weeks, when I left Joy FM, I had a lot of calls from men of God and also God-loving believers. And they were asking questions on the subject of the renewal of the mind.
Of the mind.
Our transformation by renewing our minds. And I thought of helping, you know, for them to understand, because the way they were, I have to explain, I have to even teach and explain and all that. So I want to take the opportunity to dive into that subject and close, you know, tie it up nicely, so that next week, by the grace of God, we can start our new subject on faith, which I believe you'll be blessed. Hallelujah.
Right.
Shall we pray? Father, we thank you for this morning. I pray that you bless us with the word of revelation in the word as we dive into this subject on renewing of our minds, Lord Jesus Christ, by transforming our lives through the renewing of our mind. Holy Spirit, take over the word and teach us what we don't know. I pray that you speak through me to someone out there. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. So like I said, by popular request, I'm revisiting, but I'm going to explain some few things for us to be blessed. Now, the text was Romans 12 verse 2. And the Bible says that be not conformed to this world,
as she approached,
but be ye transformed by the renewing
of your mind.
And I said that no one can transform his life without renewing his mind. You know, and that he said that ye may prove that which is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So we're talking about the renewing of mind, or transformation in our lives by the renewing of our minds as Christians. And I want to give you some few keys quickly, because we don't have time. And those out there, if you have a pen,
jot it down. Very important.
I would advise that you write these points down, because we don't have much time. Read. Yes, sir. Thank you very much. So Romans chapter 12 verse 2, it said that we should be transformed by the renewing of our minds. And so this renewing of our minds, we cannot be transformed without first seeking to renew our minds. I'll give you some few points that will help you, and I'd like you to write down quickly.
Right.
Maybe 7 points or 7 ways to renew your mind as a believer. If you want to live a new life in Christ, we talk about new creation in Christ. It all begins with the mind. From the mind, your input will determine your output. So I want to quickly, number one, submit your mind to God. If you want to renew your mind, you have to submit your mind to God.
A dream is shenya mensa.
I was saying, what do I dream? A shenya mensa. Now, what do I dream? A shenya mensa.
Wow.
Now, what does it mean to commit your mind to God?
To God.
You remember Jesus said that you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. And then he said, with all your mind.
Okay.
So Jesus is saying that if you want to be successful, you want to be successful as his follower, disciple, believer, you must learn to love God with these three things. The first one is to love God with your heart, Mm-hmm. The second one, you must love God with your soul.
Mm-hmm.
And then the third one, you must love God with your mind. Your mind. Now, loving God with your mind, what does it mean to love God with your mind? You know that loving God with your mind means to intentionally, listen, he said love God with your mind. Mm-hmm. How do I love God with my mind? How do you love God with your mind? Now, number one, loving God with your mind means to intentionally direct your thoughts, intellect, and reasoning to honor Him. If it says, you must ensure that that mind is a mind that whatever you are doing with the mind, whether you are learning, whether you are thinking, whether you are whatever, reasoning, thoughts, it should be thoughts that pleases Him.
And you must be deliberate about
it. You must be intentional. You see, because the Bible says in the book of Philippians 4:4, where Paul was advising the Philippian church, and he said that, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, or see, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, and whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue or anything that calls for praise, it said,
think on these things.
I love it. And yes, sir. If you are driving a car and you sit behind the steering wheel, you must direct the car where the car must go. You don't allow the car to veer to places where you are not, you know, are you getting me?
Yeah.
So the Bible is saying that the mind, you are made up of your spirit. One kasano, you are a spirit. And you have a soul. And you live in a body. Into wuno, you can direct your life the way you want it by the way you think. Because as a man thinketh, so you see.
Your life goes where your mind goes.
Yes, your life goes where, thank you, Lord. Life goes where your mind goes. It's not what I say. Don't sit down and imagine things that are not trust. I mean, Bible, it tells us here. It said just, honest, lovely, good of good report.
Bam.
No be a sha. We you felice idea ya dia a good report.
Hey.
It was Is it of good report? Is it even true? Per your salvation, what you are thinking, is it true? And the Bible tells us that when you read Romans chapter 8, verse 6 to 7, the NIV says, the mind governed by the flesh is death. But the mind governed by the Spirit of God is life and peace. So what it's saying is that we must allow the Holy Spirit to govern our mind and to stir our minds. To say, are you in His presence, you know, this morning, how can you start your day and have the right mindset without moments like this? Time in His presence. What did I mention? I say, and you know, your mind must be governed by the Holy Spirit. The mind governed by the flesh is hostile to God. It does not submit to God's law. nor can it do so. Mm. See, it, you know, yeah, my adrenal submit your mind to God. Adrenal man, my adrenal crying, and my infa, a queen beer, and from your young embryo coupon. That is the first thing. Number two, you want to transform your life by the renewal of your mind. The second thing we must think about or we must do is feed on God's word daily. Feed on God's word daily. You must, it must be deliberate though. You can't say, I go to church and I come, oh boy. You can't, even if your father gives you 10 acres of land and you don't plant, carry the seed, clear the land, plant the seed, don't boast of harvest. So when you became born again, the mind God gave you, it was your spirit that became born again. By your soul, your spirit, your mind, ubua, and you would have to work on it. And the only way you can transform your life by the renewing of your mind is deliberately feeding on the word of God daily. The word of God is the primary tool for our transformation. Take this from you. The word of God is our primary tool for our transformation. It cleanses, it corrects, and reshapes how we think. And you know, Jesus can say, a man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeded from the mouth of God. God is saying that the way you eat food every day, you can also eat the word of God every day. So as a believer, Jesus is saying that you shouldn't only live by the food you eat, you must also live on the word of God, which means that we must feed on the word of God daily. Now, there are over 40 benefits we get when we feed on God's word. But I'll mention only 7. You know, when you read Psalm 119 verse 130, it said the word of God destroys our ignorance. Yeah. I'm paraphrasing the text. Yeah. Write it down. And if you know all these benefits and you choose to push the Bible aside, you don't study your Bible, you don't read your Bible, you don't even do meditation, because it is only through meditation that you end up feeding your spirit man.
Yeah.
And you know, the word of God, Psalm 119, verse 130, said the word of God destroys our ignorance. Psalm 119, verse 11, the word of God destroys sinful desire. So baby, who you more empty? Now papa no musa. Now papa pema. I was a woman said the moja ne wo munu. Robert Christo munu manye kya. What more we need now? Pass a who share to
you. Sanyamanasiya.
David said, "I word have I hidden in my heart, so I will not say." One, yeah, if you must give it a deliberate approach. Nyamia semu who share a bwa ma udi boni biso. John 17:17. Jesus said, the word of God sanctifies the believer. A true one, a civil home for Christoni. Ephesians 5 verse 26 tells us that the word of God washes and cleanses the believer. Now, 2 Timothy 3 verse 16, the word of God corrects and rebukes that believer. Unam yasin obian rebuku, obian correctu, obian yeseya, nyamiwo nyamita. Wasi mas sem na mediama, I am the word. In the beginning was the word, and the word was God. So the only way God can correct you every day, the only way God can rebuke you, the only way God can shape your life is by the word he has given you. See, every time you feed on his word, you are shaping your life. And the Bible says, Psalm 119 verse 87, the word of God makes us wiser than our enemies. Joshua 1 verse 8, the word of God gives the believer good success in life. So, number two, feed on the word of God daily. Thank you. Feed on the word of God daily. Number three, a quick one, number three. I'm taking my time to do this because of your the request, you know, you requested that I should explain things for you. Number three, identify the negative thoughts and replace them with the truth of God's word. Nambum, and Kia Kosu, Timwa, Mwau, now say, Uyonyeni, Ubushem, Papa Bia Nuwa, there is nothing good, you know, and we all hear where we all hear voices. The devil whispers. So you must identify the negative thoughts, because you see, as a man thinketh, so you see. And if the devil is going to fight you, he fights you in the mind. He throws certain things in your mind. And then when you believe those lies, you become it, according to scripture. So Satan does not force us to do this. So he said that identify those negative thoughts and replace them with the word of God. How do you do that? Now, we all remember that when Jesus Christ, Satan confronted Jesus Christ when he did a 40 days fasting, the same temptation, that confronts you and I, Jesus went through that. Now, Jesus Christ overcame the enemy by speaking the word of God out loud. Jesus overcame the enemy by speaking the word of God out loud. So, you see, when Jesus was confronted by the enemy, and that is what we call temptation. Yes, enticing you to do evil. Now, Jesus Christ also went through the same. It was in the mind. And the devil suggested all the suggestions of turning this stone into bread and all that. It was in the mind. But because Jesus knew the word of God, he quoted the scriptures and said, it is written. For in the three times that Satan confronted Jesus, Jesus said, it is written. When those things are coming, what word do you have like Jesus Christ to quote? Now let's look at something. Thoughts of constant condemnation. We would dare say, "We name the Bible on some say, 'Boni ya for Ebia, embrebi ya chomu ko yinye say, embrebi ya chomu ko wiye, embrebi ya chomu ya boni bi.' Now, bon someone or yet the accuser of the brethren, what the boni do them? The Bia Oba kutunya mienim was he who kaisa who ya boni ya for who ya boni ya for? When the devil come, oh God, my juice sakara. When the devil begins to challenge your faith with his weapon of condemnation, how do you conquer it?
By the word.
By the word. So when the devil, the thought God is angry with me and my past sins disqualifies me from his love and all that, what do you say? How do you conquer it to the truth of God's word? You quote Romans chapter 8 verse 1. There is zero condemnation for those in Christ Jesus. You do those confession. I am completely forgiven, washed, cleansed in his blood. For it is written that if I confess my sins, he is faithful and just forgive me and wash or cleanse me from all righteousness. Sani ya overcome yam ebonzamu. So I can say who you obey on here. And now say I'm gonna say example. Let me give you another example. Let's say you have the thought of fear and anxiety. The reason why you must study the word and memorize the scriptures, because when the devil visits you, it is only what you know in God's word that is the only weapon you can use to overcome him. It is also for So let's say you have a thought of fear and anxiety. Something terrible is going to happen to me, and the doctor's report, you are thinking, and the devil is putting fear in you. How do you overcome it? You have to use scriptures, God's truth, scriptures like 2 Timothy 1 verse 7. He said, God has not given me the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of sound mind. So you confess, God is my refuge, my strength. I cast out the spirit of fear. And some of us, we've come this far by dealing with the enemy. The way Jesus dealt with him. And you know, said, thought to be, but what you want to some person was said with Judea. Please, the scriptures, speak it out loud.
Jesus.
Like Jesus. Because Satan is a liar. He will tell you what is not true. You know, he tells you what is not true. And if you are not careful, you will believe the lies of the devil. Though you are born to be the head, Satan can force you to become the tail. Number four, So number three, please identify the negative thoughts and replace them with the truth of God's word by your declaration and your confession, like Jesus did. Number four, guide your inputs. Be careful what you watch or listen to. Because who clean your journal? And what's that we have to say? So guide your inputs. And then I'll cover Jimo. And then I'll cover Jimo. And after then I would see it. What you allow into your mind shapes your thoughts. Social media, news, entertainment, conversation, everything is feeding
your mind.
Your mind. Leonardo da Vinci says something. The Italian artist, fan artist, he said something. Yes, he said that the eyes are the windows to the soul.
Yeah.
And you know, I was said they will share, they will take. I was said, oh, yeah, careful. You see, Second Samuel chapter 11. Yeah, you know, yeah, can you? Obi, oh, wow, now me na me cry me phone. Me na my tummy, eh, me data. Or software there for home bank. Now, yeah, maybe websites there. Who could come? Am wow. If he said, yeah, you know, yeah, can you? Second Samuel chapter 11 said, David. Praise the Lord. They say David go waba. I want Jashe. David saw the nakedness of a woman. When he saw the nakedness of the woman, Charlie, just looking, just watching. Nakedness of a woman. That is all the devil wanted David to do. To get the wrong image and information in the mind.
And it cost him his family.
He lost four of his children. He nearly lost his kingdom because of just one wrong image. Wrong picture. It's, you know, nyama a kowa dreamua would do anything. And no na bonsam you should deal with them. If Satan is going to destroy you, listen to me. All of us, we have the seed of lust, we have the seed of sin, and all that. You know, through the word of God, prayers, we suffer. Like David. When he saw the nakedness of the woman, and he, just a second, is enough for the enemy to use it against you. David, Satan began to work on the mind of David.
I was wondering what it was.
the devil Satan began to work on the thing on his mind in the ampou stand chat in there and chain me in the backlist. And on the tin item, a man, the bushia was scattered. David Bushia to say, Never don't know. Now do your question again. Into Miss Ramo, and maybe a share a website here, Kukonia, you know. And wow, you are defiling the mind.
One act
just seeing the wrong picture. And now what you hear, you must be very careful. The lyrics, the music lyrics, I'm telling you, is very dangerous. 1991, you remember? 1991, Call Me Bad. There was an R&B group called Color Me Bad. They did a music called I Wanna Sex You Up. You know, in 1991, a research was done, was made. In 1991, I remember that. It was said that 3,820 virgins broke their virginity just by listening to that song.
Wow.
Yes. Researchers went to colleges, teenagers, between the ages of 13 and 17. They blew their virginity just by listening to music. Music is not just music.
One song.
It is the word to say a believer, and what you hear is very, very important. It can determine your rising or your fall. Because what goes into you will determine the outcome of your life. My prayer is that God will help us. The Bible says that evil communication corrupts good manners. And as we close, I pray for you. I pray for you. There are others about... three more, and then later.
Sure.
I pray for you that God will help you as you transform your mind, plead the blood of Jesus Christ, pray more, study the word of God, and ask the Holy Spirit to guide you. My prayer for you is that this month, you will live a victorious life. Next week, same time, I'm coming your way with a subject on faith. You can't miss it. God bless you. I love you.
God bless you. Amen. God bless you too, Bishop Charles. God richly bless you. I want to believe that what you have heard, you will take seriously, because it's going to do a lot of good. It's going to do you a lot of good, dear friend. I want to say a very big thank you to Bishop Charles. Bishop Charles is the lead pastor at Action Chapel, Kwabinya. And so make sure that you, if you are within the environs of Kwabinya, every Sunday they have service. Service starts at 8 a.m. and it's going to be a blessing. You're looking for a Bible believing church with a family spirit, you know, to belong to. Make sure you are there, and the Lord will bless you, Bishop Charles. God bless you, sir. God bless.
Wondering if a Roth conversion is a good idea? Visit testmyretirement.com. After clicking on Learn More, fill in a few pieces of information, and within 30 seconds, you'll have a personalized analysis of your total potential taxes in retirement using your existing approach compared to what's possible with some adjustments. Every situation is different, but testmyretirement.com is where you can find out if it's possible to reduce your future retirement obligations. Testmyretirement.com.
Investment advisory services offered through Legacy Advisory Network, LLC, a registered investment advisor.